Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast. Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, like, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah. Y'all.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
Can you hear Lula in the background?
Yes, it's cute. She's though. It's cute.
Welcome to Mill Spouse Coffee House, everyone.
Hello, everybody. This is actually our last episode for season two, if you can believe it.
Yes, it's so exciting. Thank you all so much for coming along this journey with us.
Yeah, we are so excited to wrap up the season, and we have big plans for season three. And I think I told a lie. I think the last episode or two episodes ago, I was like, we have four episodes left, but that was not true at all. I don't know what I was thinking, so sorry about really that, fine. Guys. But
And if you're watching this, I look like I'm in a black hole because I'm sitting in my bed. I'm not at the desk today. I'm feeling under the weather.
Wow.
So
feel better. Oh God.
Me too. I think I just need a mimosa.
Oh, well that, you know, mimosas solve lots of things.
Yeah. A lot of problems.
A lot of problems.
There we go. I don't know. It's got orange juice and vitamin C in it too. So
yes, that's the way you got to look at it. Faux show.
Oh, my hair's doing crazy stuff too. All right. Let's proceed with our nonsense. Holy cow.
I think part of it is because I didn't dry it last night with the dryer. You know, like, I don't do anything with the hair dryer. And it started, sorry guys, it started doing that after I had Genevieve. Like, before I had Genevieve, my hair was stick straight. And now it does all this crazy, like, wavy stuff. And I don't know what to do with it, really.
Yeah. Well, because it's, like, half straight, half not.
Yes. And then I'll have, like, some curly cues, like, down here in the bottom, and I'm like, I just really don't know.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I've heard that happen to a lot of people. Your hair gets, like, a different texture, which I just find literally amazing. Like, the human body and hormones, like, what?
I know. It's insane. And then I've got a little one who has a little bit of a staph infection here. So,
oh, yep.
You know, we can't do school on Monday, and that's like the first day of preschool, so that's great. And I'm going out of town for work on Monday, so it's just lots
nice.
Of fun around here.
Yeah, that's good. Lula, I don't even have Lula signed up for preschool, so.
Oh, shit. You don't? Well, this is just part of our daycare, and then it transitioned into pre-K.
Preschool, yeah. I gotta get her into something. Well, because I didn't know when we were gonna move and like what was gonna happen, so I didn't want to enroll and then pull out. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
No, I know. I totally get it. But schools here start next week. So they start like with the regular school year.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
she's
nice.
Been in like summer camp.
Yeah.
This summer at her daycare. So
nice.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yay for school to start.
I know. Ooh. So anyway,
let's jump into this episode.
Yes, but real quick, before we jump in, I wanted to mention a company that I came across with called Operation Teammate, and they are, I want to be able to give you guys the great, like the actual good explanation here. They are, the mission, here we go, includes how military children are inspired by athletes and teams at various events across the nation. So it's for military kids. And if you go to operationteammate.org, they have awesome events. Mostly right now it's in the Southeast because that's where he's located, as in Georgia. But they do a lot of really cool events where they get military kids together with professional athletes so they can meet them and do like cool events and go to some of the games and just kind of, you know, get inspiration from them. So everybody needs to check out operationteammate.org.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
When JJ Watt is on the list, I'm there. I'm going.
You know,
Lula, you ready?
I hate admitting this, but I had no idea who that was until about
Brittany.
6 months ago. I know. I'm not I'm not from Texas.
What?
So,
yeah, but everyone loves JJ Watt, not even Texans fans. But not just Texans fans, I guess I should say.
I don't follow NFL. Like, I only like college football. So I don't know who any of those people are. So anyway, but I know who he is now because a lot of my coworkers are in Houston, and they couldn't believe that I had no idea who that was.
Yeah, I'm also in shock.
Sorry.
It's okay. I mean, I don't know. Let's take a poll. Who knows who JJ Watt is? Everyone is. We don't even need to take a poll, Brittany. I know.
Maybe
telling
I'm the
you.
Only person in the entire world who had no idea who he was.
He's like a very kind soul. He does lots of stuff for lots of people.
Oh.
So that's why everybody knows who he is.
Well, JJ Watt, if you're listening, you should connect with OperationTeammate.org.
Yes.
And
me.
And Leslie. Email us at hello@millspousecoffeehouse.com.
Yes. See you soon, JJ. But that'd be really cool. Like, he would do something like that. Totally.
Well, so that's what it does, is it pairs that military kids with professional athletes. And both, I think it's both college sports as well. So
cool.
There you go. Check them out.
Love it.
Very cool. But we today have a listener request for our topic. I got an email in from a listener named Max. We were very excited to hear from Max, and she asked for a specific topic, and I want to just read an excerpt from her email. So she says, "I'd love to hear your input. I'm currently a military significant other, also known in the military world as just the girlfriend. Both myself and my boyfriend aren't ready to get married for various reasons, all of which are respected by each other. The biggest ones are financial and career goal related, which I totally understand. She said, however, I recently moved so we could live together after being long distance for over 2 years because we wanted to move our relationship forward, so that marriage wouldn't be too far off within the next 1 to 2 years. With that being said, I am learning quite quickly that being a girlfriend in a long-term military relationship doesn't put you on the bottom of the totem pole. You aren't even on it."
Oof.
So she goes on, but they're around 30 years old, and she's feeling like just the girlfriend, and a lot of it is being looked down on by other spouses sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So she asks for advice. She says, "Do you have any suggestions or input for just the girlfriends out here who are close to marriage but aren't quite there yet to taking on this military life? Thanks for always making us smile out here in Millspouse, Milso land. Love you guys, and can't wait to get a chance to come up and enjoy some caffeine in your coffee house." That's awesome.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah.
I need caffeine. I have not drank coffee this morning. Maybe that's my problem.
Oh, that is definitely your problem. Go get some coffee as soon as we're done.
Thank you, Max, for reminding me.
Yes.
Okay.
So what do you...
Anyway, that's a tough one. I mean, I totally see what's happening. Like, reading her email, I'm feeling it. And the other thing is you don't have privileges on base, all that stuff. You can't do anything as a girlfriend. So that's kind of another,
it makes it tough. And you can't even get information about certain things if they're deployed or if they're,
Which isn't any other spouses. Like, that's just the way that this works. So that is just another thing that makes this a little harder. But I mean, I feel like she's also like got it together. I mean,
oh yeah.
You know, so she doesn't need to like go, like I feel like she doesn't need any of that stuff. So it doesn't matter.
But it still hurts to be not included in that kind of stuff. And especially if other people are like looking down on her on that. I don't understand. I don't think that's necessary.
I don't either, but I totally see it. I can see it happening.
Yeah.
I've heard people talk like that. So, I don't understand. I really don't. Like, but I think what the deal is there is a, in general, girlfriends are in and out.
Yeah.
You know, you get like the, there is a name for these, like a
We
a
talked
label.
About this in like our first season.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was either.
Trolls, you know, like people that are like locals that just go after military just for, the benefits
like
or whatever
chasers,
it is.
Right. Something chasers or something like that. I don't remember. We had the same problem first season. I can't.
Yes. So, I think that there's that stigma that Maxis just has to fight, even though she's not really in that category, because as someone who has a career and is, you know, a little bit older, it's not like an 18, 19 year old, you know, like the typical what's falling under this stereotype that we're talking about. I think she has to fight that though, either way.
And they've been together for a couple of years already, right? So it's not like this is somebody who's brand new, who just like popped in and was like, hey guys, I'm here. Let me have access to all of your significant other things.
Exactly. Exactly. So I just think it's like an unfair stereotype that she has fallen into, even though it doesn't really apply to her.
And part of it is completely just out of her control simply because she's not married and she's not on that page too, right? Mm-hmm. She doesn't have the ID. She can't get on base. She can't get certain information. It's those are the rules.
Right. But
that doesn't excuse anybody looking down on her or making her feel even more ostracized than she already is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I watched, there was actually a girl down here that I sort of watched the girlfriend to being married transition, and people did the same thing to her. Like, we were friends outside of the military world, and then she started dating a Marine, and then they got married, the whole thing. So I sort of watched that happen too. And there's just nothing, I don't know, but see, I was nice to her. But that's just me, because I am a nice person. Okay. Let's be friends, Max.
Well, I do know that when I was in the spouses club several years ago, and one of my really good friends was not even engaged yet. They had been dating for a year or so, and I was the president of the spouses club. And I would always try to have events off base specifically because we had at least four or five like girlfriends or fiancés, and I wanted to make sure to include everybody. But there were some people in the group that didn't agree with that for whatever reason. And I think part of it was because it could potentially let somebody have, I guess, some information that maybe they shouldn't have. That, not that the spouses get a lot of like secret information, but I think some of it was simply to protect the group. And you know, I can understand a piece of that, but like another piece of it is, guys, we just all need support. We're not in the military, like,
right?
We don't have to have the security clearance and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah,
like, we're just simply trying to be friends and hang out together because we're all in the same boat. Like, that's all this is.
Exactly. I know. Yeah. And she is no different. I mean, she still is doing like, has to do deployments, has to deal with trainings, has to deal with, you know, being a part and all of that stuff. And it's the same thing, being married or not. I mean, she moved to North Carolina. Hello.
Yeah.
Like, there's commitment there. It's not like she's just like, I'm dating a Marine and like walking around her home state. Or I don't know. I just am assuming they're Marines. That was not a great assumption. There's a lot of things out here in North Carolina. Sorry, girl.
Well, I think it's just maybe she's just – I hate saying this, but she's just going to have to deal with it, unfortunately. And then when she becomes a spouse, be the one to make the change and not be that person who's rude to other people because they're not one.
That's true. Yeah. But, you know, and she's also – got a little more freedom there too. So that is a win.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because of her career and all that kind of good stuff, like she's obviously got a lot going on. So focus on that until, you know, really focus on that until you guys get married, and then rely on other resources, because there's virtual Facebook groups that you can rely on us. You can contact us. There's all kinds of different things that you can do to kind of feel supported. And we've talked about this on other podcasts, but like even just doing something in the community where it's not military related, but like meetup.com or
exactly
volunteer or junior league or, you know, some sort of networking. Genevieve, look. See Lula?
Can you say hey?
They can't hear each other, but.
Oh yeah. I forgot. We have headphones on. The kids can just see each other right now.
Do you see Lula?
Lula's being shy.
Say hi. She's four too. Did you know that?
You guys are funny.
Now they're being shy. Mm-hmm. Genevieve's being silly now.
But did you hear that?
Anytime. She wants to come over to our house.
It's a little far, babe. You gotta do that some other day.
Maybe sometime. Maybe someday.
Okay.
Aw. We'll get these two together someday.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, going back to the to the girlfriend, it is tough, and it's kind of like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, and that's just Lula. No.
Yeah, I think that's just part of it. Is doing the best that you can to handle that, because there's nothing you can do to change that.
Right, and because really, just the spouses that are not being nice just need to be nice.
Yeah,
and you can't make anybody do anything.
And then just break the cycle when you become a spouse.
Here's what you should do is get a little, like a Bluetooth speaker and blast this episode in particular as you walk into like the next lunch.
There you go.
Be like, listen up, all of you.
Hey, you guys. My best like Goonies. Yeah.
Just listen.
Attention.
Stop being jerks.
We can all be friends.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. But yeah, you're right. I think it's just, it is what it is. And you just find the people that are your tribe. There's that, though, too. So if people are, like, being jerks, move on to the next one. Move on to the next one. You'll find the right person.
Yeah, it'll take a little time. I mean, it's certainly not easy. And you always find that by the time you find somebody that you fit with, it's time to move. But, I mean, you may see them again at some point. So there's always that.
Invite them to your wedding.
Yes.
In 2 years.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's totally responsible. Like, the fact that they're not married is nobody's damn business anyway.
Absolutely not.
Like,
I think part of the problem is just if events are being held on base and all of it, she can't have access to it, which maybe, I don't know if she knows any of the other spouses who do go, and maybe she can go with that spouse, like to go on base.
That would be a nice thing.
But I don't know if it's like in the bylaws or the rules. Like I don't remember those being rules when I was the president of our group. But I was kind of relaxed on those kinds of things.
Yeah. No, so, I think that it's fine. I mean, if you go with somebody else, basically that spouse is sponsoring you.
Yeah. Everything okay over there?
No, she's been fake crying for like a week, and it is so annoying. I don't understand.
She's going to earn an Oscar one day. We're going to see her. Are you frozen?
Yeah.
I think you got frozen.
And then am I frozen?
No, not anymore. Not anymore. This hair is driving me crazy.
Because I'm like, I've been saying like enough with the fake crying. And so after like 3 or 4 days, she'll do it. And then she'll say to herself, enough with the fake crying, right, Mom? And I'm like, yes. Why are you having your own conversation? You just do you.
She's just
take it to the corner.
She just wants some attention.
Yes, I know. That's what she's doing right now.
She just wants some attention. Somebody pay attention to me.
Lula, do you want some coffee? Maybe we should make a latte. Nope. Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, this episode has got a lot of cameos in it.
This one's a little crazy, y'all, but I think that's the best way for us to end season 2.
Hi.
So, you do want coffee?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. I'm telling you, so much drama. Okay, well, we can make some coffee, honey.
God.
Oh, where's the mimosas? That has been confirmed. Do you wanna come on and say hello for a second? No. You're just gonna cry. Fake cry though. It's unreal. Genevieve in the background.
I can't handle it. All right, Max, I'm so sorry that this episode was all over the place, but I hope that we gave you some answers on this. There's not like one right answer. I think just keep doing you. Shh. Just keep doing you. And do the best that you can, and then when you become a spouse, break the cycle and do what you can to extend that welcoming hand to the significant others.
Yes, yeah.
That's the best advice I have.
I think that's great. I love your advice.
Feel free to reach out to us if you need anything or suggestions or
ideas. Let us know where you are in North Carolina, because I'm still here for a couple more months. So
yeah, you and Leslie should meet up. And you know what? If anybody else has any other advice going
advice on how to tame your children.
Oh my gosh. If anybody else has any advice for Max, then please let us know. We will be more than happy to share it on our social media.
Yeah. How many just significant others do we have? That's what I would like to know, that are not married, fiancés, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever.
Yeah.
I would love to know.
And
because you are all welcome here.
Absolutely. Everybody's welcome here. So. Even crazy four-year-olds who don't follow directions are welcome here. And we are just almost out of time, but before we wrap up, I wanted to mention the Ink Loft.
Love the Ink Loft.
Yes. And the Ink Loft is a military spouse-owned business that creates personalized gift items and promotional products for all of life's events. Some of the products include Christmas ornaments, shirts, beer bottle openers, cup sleeves, aluminum prints, plaques, home decor, and drinkware. We enjoy creating unique gifts that will be cherished for years to come and are always open to new ideas and requests. So you can check them out at shoptheinkloft.com. She's also on Etsy, so it's The Ink Loft on Etsy, and then it's The Ink Loft on Instagram and Facebook. So definitely check her out. Her stuff's awesome, and she will, if you need like a custom design, she will definitely help you out. So
And try to go to her website if you can, just because Etsy takes a little bit more money than that. So give the military spouse all the things, you guys.
Absolutely. So thanks, guys. Again, this is the end of season 2. I can't believe it. We made it. We did it. And if you have any ideas for season 3, we do have a pretty cool plan for season 3, but we'll relaunch, I believe, in October-ish of this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whenever I get to Florida.
Whenever
after
that
my PCS.
After
Holy
the PCS,
cow.
We will be back in your
ears. Halloween launch. Should we just launch with Halloween? I just listened to that episode where we talked about our Halloween plans.
Oh, you did? Cool.
It's
yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. So we'll probably launch Halloween-ish. And we hope that you'll join us back again. And if you have any questions, comments, anything.
Anything you want us to discuss and ramble about, we are good at that.
Yes, we are.
So let's do it. But yeah, we're always taking emails, suggestions, comments, questions. And if you have anything for Max, definitely let us know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not feeling like we answer that 100%.
I know. I'm not satisfied 100% with the answer that we gave, but I feel like we've maybe put her in the right direction. But if anybody has any more specific advice, I think that would be really great to share with the community. So we'll be sure to get that out. But thanks again, guys.
Yay.
We wouldn't be here without you. And we're just so excited. And we will see you in October.
Yes. Thanks, everyone. Happy going back to school.
Yes. Happy going back to school.
Mm-hmm.